I don't feel like it, but I feel it now. Hey, man, you know, Eugene always come up here. He's always talking about food. I get hungry now. So I just, come on, leave it alone, man. Forget about the food. Just give your testimony, man. The Lord is doing a great thing in New York City, where I live in Brooklyn, you know. But I'm going to this church now. I'm helping a brother named Rick Georges. He's half Haitian, half Dominican. And my brother, he's going to come there to present his work over there. And been helping out the church. I'm there just to help out, amen? They have a street preaching ministry now. I started it. And so we have like 7 or 8 people that go out street preaching with me. I have men that go preach with me, amen? Men in suits, businessmen that go out there. Amen. You think that they're business suits, they won't do that kind of stuff, but they do. Yeah. Because they see the boldness that I have because of the Lord, amen? He saved me, amen? And God called me to preach, like Brother Eugene. You know, Eugene is the one who led me to the Lord, as many of you know, that he led me to the Lord. And the church is called, you believe this? It's called Family Baptist Church. Like the Godfather, you know? I like the Godfather, you know? Like, I'm home with the family now. You mess with me, he gonna take care of you, amen? Yeah? And so, we've been preaching hard, even in the cold, you know? It's like Brother was saying his testimony earlier in Brother Dennis' church that there's days you don't wanna go out there. Man, it's cold, it's 1 degree out there. So he wound up calling the pastor, and he told the pastor, "Pastor, you think we're gonna go soul winning today, Saturday? You know, let's call it off." You know, he's turning his mind. He's saying, "Let's turn it off." No. The pastor said, "No, we're gonna go soul winning." So we were out there in the cold and every weather, and out there and witness. I'll give you a testimony. Last week, we went out there. We had we have some ladies too give out tracts. The ladies don't preach; they want to preach. But when I tell them, you can preach, but I'm not looking. Oh, I don't hear you. But they got some ladies that love the Lord, and they go out there. They're my soldiers. They're my bodyguards. I have a lady that got run over by a truck, and she's in the hospital. She was my bodyguard. Every time somebody tried to fight me, stop me from preaching, she would interject and says, "If you don't like it," she's Puerto Rican. She goes, "If you don't like it, just keep walking, you know. And her name is Ms. Rodriguez. Keep praying for her. She's doing good. So pray for her. So we go out there, and we went out this week, and we went to Caton Flatbush, which is a lot of people, multicultural mission field, amen? We're talking about mission, man. He's with the mission. I'm in my own mission, man. I got people with the Puerto Rican, Spanish, Italians, Jamaican, Panamanians, the melting pot, New York City. You want to go preach? You want to preach to nations? That's the place to go, amen? Yeah. Yes. And so I go out there. We went out there that Saturday, and we started preaching, and we got to the corner. Sometimes, you know, we don't want to. We don't want to witness. We don't want to, because it gets so mechanical. I don't want to be mechanical, amen? Yeah. That's why when we pray, when we get on the pulpit, or the preacher comes up here and preach, he says, "Lord, give me something new. Give me something fresh. I don't want to be mechanical, amen? Because it gets dry up, that's amen? Right. Yeah. So we want something fresh, amen? Because the Lord got something fresh for us every day, amen? And he wants to give us fresh oil, amen? He wants a new look of life, amen? I'm glad the gospel never gets old, amen? You know, when I came in here, I was overwhelmed. This guy's so good.
Amen.
Only the Lord could do this. Only the Lord could deal with you, amen? Like the world doesn't deal with you about your sin, but God does. I'm all wimbo. I came in here. I went to Brother Dennis' church. I was not feeling anything. Got nothing. I said, "Man, what am I doing here? Well, I was going to go with Adam Ramon." I felt happy. I'm coming over here, amen? Maybe I get something, amen? Once I got out those doors, I got to sit down and hear the singing and shouting. And my hair stood up. I said, "I'm in the right place, amen?"
Amen.
But God's good, amen?
Amen.
I have no regrets.
Amen.
And if you got over it, don't get over it. Don't get over it, man.
Amen.
And we went to preach. And I just quoted one verse, maybe. And there was little five little Mexican girls standing in the corner right there. When I got to the corner, there was nobody. It was cold. It was like 36 degrees. We preached 3 hours that day. 3 hours. Wow. 36 degrees weather. We got to the corner. And my job, first, what I do is I pray. Because I want to be clean. I want to be right with God. Amen. I want to be anointed. I want to be used of God. I want to see people get saved.
Amen.
I got to that corner. I said, oh, like I always do, I pray quietly. I said, Lord, you know, forgive my sin, my perception, sin, secret sin, all this. Lord, wash me, use me, Lord, save some souls. And when I open my eyes, I see five little girls standing right there in nice dresses. They look like angels. And I said one verse. I said, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But, you know, I said something like that. And the girls were there, and right away my mind was saying, I wish somebody, one of my people that was with me, witnessed to them. I was thinking about one of the ladies because of the girls. You send a lady to the girls. Yeah. So I saw my brother, the businessman, which is a husband of the woman, he came and started witnessing to them. So I started preaching. I started preaching this way. I didn't want to be rude to preach to that area because I want him to witness to the girls. Amen. And finally, I mean, at the end of the story, the girls got saved, amen?
Amen.
And it does work, amen?
Amen.
People say it doesn't work, but it does. Amen. I'm going to read you some scripture, right? I was reading my Bible in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. If you got your Bible, just read it. And this is very interesting. And I read the scripture many times. We read the Bible so many times. And sometimes we get always something fresh. You know that I love the King James Bible, not because Ruckman told me or because my mother told me. It's because I know I read it. I know what it is. I know it's the Word of God. I could never, I'll give you a test. I never knew I'd read. And one day I fell on my face and I said, Lord, this is the Word of God. Show me. He showed me. Amen. In first Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, it says in verse 28, it says, whom we preach. Amen. Warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When people read that verse, last time, when I used to read that, I said, yeah, let's warn them. Let's give them hell. Get them to get scared. Let's even beat them up or hit them or something. But no, my different look now. As you mature in Christ, the Lord starts showing you stuff. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says warning them. Give them the gospel, amen.
Amen.
Tell them there's a hell, amen.
Amen.
There's a place called hell.
Amen.
And hell is not a club.
Amen.
Hell is not a curse word, amen.
Amen.
And we tell them that we're warning them. That's what we're there. We're there to warn them
amen.
That there's an awful place called hell.
Yeah.
And don't forget about it. When you're discouraged and you're out, you think can't do nothing and you can't preach no more, you can't serve God, that's the devil lying to you. You can do it. You can warn them. We're here to warn them, amen?
Amen.
We are real firemen, amen?
Yes.
The Bible says having compassion, some making a difference, putting them out of the fire, amen?
Yes.
So the Bible says there in that verse, it says, one, it says, whom we preach. That's what we do. We preach, amen? We don't have philosophy.
Yes.
We don't got no trick, no cards out of our sleeves. We
yes.
preach the Word of God,
yes.
amen? The Bible says, preach the Word of God.
Yes.
Don't fool around. Don't joke around. Preach the Word of God,
yes.
amen?
Yes.
When you're out there soul winning, winning to somebody, get serious, amen? Just serious stuff, amen? So when God says in there, verse 28, says, when we preach, warning every man. Why man? Because man first, then the woman, then the child. When I go out there and preach, it says, where it says the verse, what should it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? What would that man give his faithful soul? Amen. What mother, what daddy, what kid, what boy? And I go break it down so they can understand it's not only the man. Amen? Because
yeah.
God made man first. That's why it says that way. That's why the Bible read it that way. And then teaching every man all wisdom, the Word of God.
Amen.
After you warn them, then you teach them. Amen?
Yeah.
Get them in church. Disciple them. Amen? This is basic stuff.
Amen.
Basic stuff. But sometimes we get bent out of shape, amen. Oh, we have to go to church again. Oh, we have to hear Brother Ryman preach. Oh, we got to hear something. No, you need to go to church.
Amen.
Some lady, I wrote something in Facebook. I said, Christians, I said something about Christians don't go to church. Shame on you. And so a whole bunch of wrote me back. Oh, judge not lest you be judged, you hypocrite. You know, you be in church. You need to be in church, man.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn everything by yourself. Amen?
Yeah.
It says, teaching every man in all wisdom. Here, you want wisdom?
Yeah.
David said, I was smarter than my teachers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
And he was a king. Amen?
Yeah.
And he made judgments. Amen?
Amen?
We're talking about a king that he had everything in his hands, in his power. God gave him that power. Amen?
Yeah.
And God's going to give you all the power you need. Amen?
Yeah.
And the Bible gives us that we have to warn our families, warn our friends,
yeah.
our enemies. Your enemies, they need to get saved, amen?
Yeah.
Ruckman says, I don't even wish my worst enemy would wind up in hell.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
They need the warning.
Yeah.
Let them keep making laws about abortion. Keep mocking God. You ain't going to get away. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says God cannot be tempted with evil. Amen?
Amen.
That's what they're doing. They're mocking God. Yep. See, it's like Moses when he killed that guy in the sand. He looked this way. He looked that way. He looked this way. He looked this way, but he forgot to look up. God saw him.
Amen.
So these people that think that they make these decrees, make these laws like there's no God. But I'm going to tell them, warning's coming, buddy.
Amen.
Judgment's coming to you, buddy.
Amen.
That called Como, he has three beautiful daughters. What a stinking hypocrite saying that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't he abort his three daughters?
Yeah.
Why would he say, and he laughed about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you guess the Bible says, who gets the last laugh? The Lord.
Yeah.
I'll laugh at your calamity when it comes in dissolution. He'll laugh at them one day.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Fools make mockers sin. Amen?
Right. Yeah.
Don't mess with my Lord. Oh, man, that's what we have to warn them.
Amen.
They think they're doing right, but they're not doing right. Yeah. They didn't get saved. Amen? Yeah. You know they're carnal. They're lost.
Yeah.
They're lost in the sauce, like my preacher. He goes, it gets lost in the sauce. And that women, why? Why are we warning them? To make them perfect. How does somebody become perfect? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is perfect.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? He that's born of God cannot sin. It's talking about the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care how dirty you get in the mud. That Holy Spirit cannot get dirty, amen? It's holy.
Amen.
Bible says be holy because I'm holy.
Yes.
He said be perfect because I'm perfect.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen? It's because of him.
Yeah.
So the Lord showed me that scripture. That scripture is put out. Not because it took it out of context. The Lord showed me something.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And I want to share with you.
Amen.
It still works.
Yes.
Keep preaching.
Amen.
Keep soul winning.
Amen.
Keep digging. Amen? Keep plowing. Amen?
Amen.
Because judgment's coming.
Amen.
And Jesus isn't going to come in a little man and go, Jesus. No. He's angry with the wicked every day, the Bible says.
Amen.
And he's going to clean house. I like that. He's going to clean house.
Amen.
And how much can he take?
That's right.
They did it with Moses, killed the babies. They did it with Jesus when he was born.
Amen.
And now they got this law. They want to make this law in New York City. New York is so wicked and perverted.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, God having destroyed New York City, it's preaching.
Amen.
There's a lot of preachers out there preaching.
Yes. Amen.
And preaching and warning them.
Amen.
That there's a hell and it's fire. And you're going to burn, and you're going to get saved, and you got to get born again, and repeat it, and say it, and keep doing it, and go to sleep with it, and wake up with it, and go to sleep with it, and wake up with it, and tell people, and tell them, and tell them,
amen.
Tell them the good news is not fake news, it's good news, amen?
Amen.
That this is good news, amen?
Yes.
You can be saved, amen? You go to heaven, amen? You forget about the fake news, I got some good news for you, man,
yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Jesus, yeah, man, a Jewish man, and I got his heritage, he came and died for me on an old rugged cross, and they put the nails in his hand. And I told people when I'm preaching in the streets, he was naked on that cross.
That's right.
They saw him, he was naked on that cross. They made fun of him.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, really? Yes, read your Bible, amen. He was naked. And they laughed at him and they wagged his heads. They laughed at him. A Jewish man. Save me, amen?
Yeah.
Saved you, amen?
Yeah.
That's why we go for Israel, amen? They're trying to go against Israel.
Yeah.
Those people, those Democrats.
Yeah. That's right.
Wicked!
Man.
They're against Israel, these two Muslims. You know they swore to a Quran instead of the Bible?
That's right.
Wow.
And now this Pelosi wants to take away in God we trust. When you get sworn in,
right.
I swear to tell the truth, to help you. They want that out. They want God out.
Right.
We're living in a wicked time, man. But we still have to warn them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yes.
You're not here to hide.
Amen.
We're not here to run.
That's right.
We're here to stay.
Amen.
Be a soldier. And man, stand. This church is a blessing to me. This is my church. This is where I tell people my church is where I started my ministry, where I started preaching, and when I preached for the first time, and tell them that, yeah, it's a good church, man. It's a good spirit, right spirit. Amen. We don't want right spirit in the church, amen?
Amen.
And get our hearts right, amen, so God could use us, amen, in a mighty way. It's the church that's going to win them. It's not going to be the Muslim.
Amen.
It's not going to be the Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
It's not going to be the Hare Krishna. It's not going to be Buddha. You know, Muhammad, they asked Muhammad, what's the meaning of life? Because I don't know. They asked him, he don't know what the meaning of life is. They asked Confucius, what's the right way? He goes, I'm not the way. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. That little stuff that you know, that little bit of stuff that you know in that Bible, that King James Bible, you are deadly.
Amen.
You got nothing on these quotes.
Yeah.
You got something here. If you don't read it, shame on you.
Amen.
Don't wait till the preacher reads it to you. You got to read it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He gets tired telling you that, right?
Amen.
Read your Bible.
Yes, sir.
Ruckman said, don't believe me. Read the Bible. Amen. Read the book. Read the book. So you got to read the book. Amen.
Amen.
How you going to know? How you going to know that God's going to talk to you? God talks to you, the Word of God.
Amen.
He talked to me. He says, keep warning him, Gil. It's 2019. Keep preaching, Gil. I don't care until I sound the trumpet. I top all the trumpet. You keep preaching, Gil.
Amen.
And I'm falling apart. I got diabetes. I got pain in my back, pain in my everywhere. I got pain. I'm bleeding everywhere. I'm bleeding. I said, blood coming everywhere. I said, well, I got so much blood coming everywhere out of my body. And God still uses me. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
You know? And I just want to thank the Lord. Keep using us.
Amen.
I know with Brother Eugene, I want him to come and join my church. And together we could destroy the Sith. I mean, the devil. Amen. I keep telling Eugene. I love Star Wars, okay? Don't get mad at me, right? But, hey, together. The Bible says when two or three gather his name, he's in the midst. And then three's heart just break, amen? Amen? So, Brother Gene has a lot of potential, amen? And he's going to a different church, and we're separated. We can't eat together. We can't eat no burgers together, but, you know. But that's the way it is, amen? I always wanted to, like, branch out on street preaching. I wanted to train people and then go there and then train other people. That's what my vision is. Where there's no vision, people perish, amen?
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
That's what I've been in my heart ever since I started preaching, called to preach. The Lord put this in my heart. Now there's a guy in my church that's helping me with cards. He's going to support, the church is going to support me.
Amen.
As a street preacher, and be called out of his church to go anywhere and preach. And present the gospel, amen?
Amen.
And this is old mission field. Old mission field, brother. Jeez, you know, we got it. We got the stuff. We just got to go use it, amen? Not be only hearers of the word of God, but doers of the word of God. Because we're going to get to see Jesus Christ. I want to die for us.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank you for the time.
Amen.
And keep praying for me.
Amen.
Keep praying my church. Pray for Brother Eugene. I want him to come back and street preach with us. I want him to be with us in our church and win them. Amen. And warn them. The Bible says warn them. So they could be perfect. So they could come. When they stand before God, they say, yeah, he's perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's one of us. When they look at his name, he says, yeah, he's one of us. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember him. Yes, yes, yes. Imagine the Lord says, I never knew you. Depart from me. Get out of my face. Imagine the Lord say that to you. Get on my face. You were really religious, but you never accepted me.
Right.
You were a moron, but never got saved.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that Lord say that to you. Mm-hmm. Prepare for the devil and his angels, because that's what the hell is made for.
Yeah. Yeah,
you young kids, older people, they think they got it. They think they know everything.
Yeah.
Old people go to hell too.
Yeah.
You know, in the area that preaches black area. And these white guys, they come, they try to mock me when they're preaching. They start laughing. And I go, you know, white people go to hell too. I said, white people go to hell too, so cut that grin out. And if you do go to hell, you're going to cry like a little girl.
Amen.
You ain't going to be smiling and goofing off.
Right.
And showing me your IQ.
Yeah.
Amen?
That's right.
White people go to hell too.
Amen.
We have to warn them, amen?
Right.
Thank you, brother preacher.
Amen.
Thank you for letting me come.
Amen.